Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
So I'm looking for an email that was sent to us a couple of weeks ago. And I think this was on the heels. It's taken me this long to get to it. It was on the heels of not only Jesse James getting busted. Who else got busted after him? Oh, it was George Lopez.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think got busted,
which
too.
Which has been a lot less of a scandal than everybody else's, but
which I'm more offended by.
Why?
Really? Because he received his kidney from his wife.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, if you have somebody give you a life-saving organ, you don't do anything to betray them in return.
Right.
That seems like an obvious statement.
Yeah, you would think. But, yeah. You know.
It should come with like a little warning label.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, or if you're about to do something, alarm should go off in your body that says, no, you know, or something. I don't know.
So I think that there was this long line. We were still sort of hung over from the whole Tiger Woods thing. Then we got into the conversation about Jesse James, and there were George Lopez, and the conversation turned to, it really seems like these are three dudes that at one point you would have considered good guys.
Mm-hmm.
And all of them have had nasty affairs on their wife. And I joked at the time that I was hoping a female celebrity that was married would get busted.
Mm-hmm.
So just to even the playing field a little bit, right? So at the time, this is what I got from Alyssa. Says, dear Bert, I know you jokingly tweeted today when you were begging female celebrities to start cheating so things would be more balanced. It does seem crazy that there has been this streak of celebrity infidelities. But in all honesty, these past few months of tabloid coverage, coupled with my own life experience, has made me change my attitude about men and sexual loyalty. I've had three serious boyfriends, and all of them have cheated. Now, I've watched each news story about men stepping out of their relationships and getting physical with other women. At 33 years old, I think I'm starting to get it. I know this is a twisted and sad, but I'm now approaching relationships with the expectation that my future men will cheat and I am at peace with it.
What?
Really?
So long as the relationship is strictly physical, I'm going to allow it in my relationships.
Wow.
Half the marriages in this country end up in divorce. My guess is half of those are because of infidelity. Why fight it? I know this email will be met with cynicism, but look around, ladies. We're fighting nature. From Alyssa. All right, 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378. So she's giving in, man. She's just like, this is how guys are going to be. Then why even fight it?
Well, I think she's approaching relationships in this way. I think a lot of women maybe change their mind after they're already in relationships and they have gone through an infidelity and want to save it. But hers is a unique perspective because she's approaching it in that way.
She just wants peace of mind. She don't want to have to be pure. I feel bad. I do feel bad for straight women because I do think there is a consistent underlying paranoia about making sure that everything is okay, that the house is okay, that he's taken care of, that my body's taken care of, that there, you know, there's so many things that women are worried about to make sure it's fine because they feel like that's going to keep their marriage intact.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that I could see all these stories keep coming out about these guys, and I think she just wants peace of mind. The one thing I don't agree with what she says about fighting nature. I'm not a big thing about the nature thing, but I do see where she's... Not that I agree with her, but I think she's just trying to say, I don't want to worry anymore. I'm just going to go into it, have a good time, be with whoever I'm with, and if it happens, I'm not going to be destroyed by it.
All right, once again, phone number 1-877-588-BERT, which is B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378. Rebecca here agrees.
I do. It's basically the same thing as an open relationship. I've had that with boyfriends and girlfriends, and it just seems like the relationship's so much happier because you don't have to hide anything. There's no secret. There's no, just whatever.
Doesn't it cause insane jealousy?
I'm not a very jealous person. I'm pretty secure with myself, so I really, no, not really. Because, you know, if I want to go test the waters with something else, I'd rather just be honest and tell them, hey, you know, I'm going to go out on a date with this person than try and sneak around and hide. That's really where people get mad is the betrayal and the lies. It's not, you know, if it's open in the, up front in the beginning, that it's going to be an open relationship, then all power to you.
So there's been times that your man has been out with another woman, and you're okay with it.
Yeah, and you know about it. I've been out with another woman, and I've been out with another man at the same time. It don't matter.
So you guys check in with each other before this date happens, like, hey, I'm going out with this dude tonight. I'll see you back at midnight.
Yeah, I've actually lived with my boyfriend and went out on dates.
It would make me throw
up.
Well,
it's her. It's how she's defined her relationship. I don't think that's the same situation as with the email. Mm-hmm. I think that's just, look, I'm going to go into my relationships with my men knowing eventually whatever's going to happen is going to happen. I don't think it's the same.
The open relationship is different. It's two people coming to an agreement. She's saying right now that she's going into a brand new relationship, and the bar is set. Go ahead and have sex with. I don't know that she's going to verbalize it to
these
dudes.
I don't think she will. She's just expecting it.
Yeah.
She's not saying that she wants him to, but she's not going to live in that paranoia that she's like, eventually, you know what? It's going to happen anyway, so I'm going to go into it and enjoy it while it lasts.
Here is Stacey. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey. I kind of agree with that letter. Because I really think men haven't changed. I think men back in the day cheated, and I think women back in the day overlooked it or forgave them because they knew marriage, that once you married, that's it. I mean, there's no other option. Divorce was an option back in the day. Mm-hmm. So I kind of agree with that. I mean, if I get in a relationship, I'm not going to wait for him to cheat. But if it does happen, I'm going to look at the situation and, you know, I'm just not going to divorce him.
It's giving a guy an okay to cheat now. Like, that's just going into anything and into a relationship and saying, yes, it's okay to cheat because that's my expectation for it. That's just dumb.
I feel like because of all these stories that came out, the one thing I didn't see was guys get mad about it. Like, if it wasn't something that guys didn't expect to happen or guys weren't too shocked by, then I felt like more guys would come out and say, dudes, what are y'all doing? You're giving us a bad name. And no guy really came out and got mad at the guys that were in the public eye.
I think what's happening.
I don't know about that. I think a lot of men were disappointed.
Right.
I know talking to my dad about the Tiger Woods thing, I mean, he was disgusted about what he did to the game of golf and just the way, you know, the way that he behaved. So I know
that
some men were.
But then you took him to the Masters and all was good.
I know that some men were very disappointed in all of that. So I don't know you can say no men came forward.
I didn't see any, nobody vocalized it really, you know?
I'm just afraid that because these stories are so sensationalized, like Tiger Woods sleeping with 18 different women, and Jesse James, we hear, you know, how many were there? 7, 8, 9?
Something like that.
And she didn't know also that we're becoming really desensitized to infidelity. I mean, it's in that letter right there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's saying it's just the way it's going to be, so I'm just going to go with it. Going
sad.
In. Hey, Liz, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning. My comments on that email, that this person allowing other guys to cheat on her and stay in the relationship, that's because of insecurity.
Well,
she cannot be alone.
Here's where I would disagree with you is that you're using the word, cheating, and she's taking that word out of her vocabulary. It's not cheating.
Or being in another relationship with another person, because I've been through with that so many times, and I think being there, it's going to make her uncomfortable and thinking about what he's doing and whatnot, and I think, you know, that's because of her insecurity. She's letting things happen to her and allowing him to be, you know, doing whatever he wants to do.
I think her argument is, though, he's doing it anyway. Like, you know, you just said that you've been through it several times. Like, I think what she's saying is it happens anyway. So why am I going to go into it being, I mean, this is my interpretation of the email, is that she's saying, I'm not going to worry about it. That's what I've been doing. That's what I see. That's what, you know, that's what women do all the time, is they worry that their man's going to be out cheating if something changes in their relationship, or that, like I said, they gain weight, or they don't do this, or they don't do that. And
I don't think that, I always feel like when we're having these talks about infidelity, I mean, now we're talking about three dudes that are lined up.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, women, I do really believe that the statistics are pretty close. I really do. I think women are much smarter. I think women justify it differently, because I think when a woman ends up stepping out of her relationship, she feels like she's put up with so much crap for so long that the sex with somebody else is justified, whereas a guy does it just because it's a physical need that's being met. But I still think at the end of the day, I think the numbers are pretty close.
I'd have to poll my friends, because I have a lot of guy friends and girlfriends, and I'd have to poll and say, how many of y'all cheated? And then see How many say yes?
I just think women are better at keeping it to themselves than dudes are. I don't know. It's sad, though, that
mentality
we're
is
at
sad.
The level of that mentality. Like, go ahead.
Yeah, might as well.
I know it's
going to
happen, right?
Get it. The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.